looks at Sin, brightness the darkness, this all. I can't control these feelings. The darkness is calling. I can't control these feelings. The darkness is calling. I can't control these feelings. The darkness is calling.
Wicked, insane, evil.
Money got to watch your tech. be frightened, I bid you welcome. I'm gonna tell you what happened last night. Walking down the street about a quarter to nine, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. The nibbling at my neck about a once or twice. Dracula, he's a good friend of mine. If I ever catch him, I'll skin him alive. Play with my baby and kissing her too. I'm gonna kill him and sell him to the zoo. Crank him in the jaw and shoot him to the moon.
Leaving Lepidoptera, please don't touch the displays, little boy. Oh, cute. Moving to the next aisle, we have Arachnida, the spider's our finest collection. This friendly little devil is the Heptathelidae, unfortunately harmless. Next to him, the nasty Lycosa raptoria. His tiny fangs cause creeping ulcerations of the skin. And here, my prize, the Black Widow. Isn't she lovely and so deadly? Her kiss is 15 times as poisonous as that of the rattlesnake. You see, her venom is highly neurotoxic, which is to say that it attacks the central nervous system, causing intense pain, profuse sweating, difficulty in breathing, loss of consciousness, violent convulsions, and finally, death. You know, I think what I love the most about her is her inborn need to dominate, possess. In fact, immediately after the consummation of her marriage to the smaller and weaker male of the species, she kills and eats him. Oh, she is delicious. And I hope he was. Such power and dignity, unhampered by sentiment. If I may put forward a slice of personal philosophy, I feel that man has ruled this world as a stumbling, demented child king long enough. And as his empire crumbles, my precious Black Widow shall rise as his most fitting successor.
These words he speaks are true. We're all humanary stew. We don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow. The horror that he'll bring, the horror of his sting, the unholiest of kings, the Black Widow. Our minds will be his toys. Every girl and boy will learn to be in flow. husbands and his wives is devoured. He stares with a gleam, with a laugh so obscene, the virgins and the children he's deflowered. Allegiance to the Black Widow.
want to die? Well, here's a real good reason why.
Graveyard Rock.
It all begins about 12 o'clock when the graves all open and we start to rock.
Graveyard Rock.
It's cool.
Graveyard Rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard Rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock. Every night is just like Halloween as you rock and roll this graveyard scene.
Graveyard Rock.
It's cool.
Graveyard Rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard Rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock. Never had such fun since the day I died when they pumped me full of formaldehyde.
Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock.
Party's over, boys. So close those coffin lids.
Now gather round while I elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. Some don't even bother to wear their skin. Oh, oh, I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. Spooks have a midnight jamboree. They break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst when he goes a-jogging across the land, holding a noggin in his hand. Demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. And there's no wraith like a spook to spurn.
They don't like him and he's really burnt.
He swears to the longest day he's dead, he'll show them that he can get ahead. Windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, 'cause he'll clip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big, part in the middle or a wig, black or white or even red. The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip, and a clippity-clop.
he's out looking for a top to chop.
So don't stop to figure out a plan.
You can't reason with a headless man.
So after dark, you can be good. Stay at home the way that you should. 'Cause right outside and waiting there is the headless horseman.
Beware!
And I'm getting out of here.
I was a teenage creature. I was a junior wolf man. Tonight there's a werewolf moon. Come and hold my hairy hand down at the Black Lagoon. I was a teenage creature. I was a high school monster, teenage Frankenstein. Let me take you in my arms, curse you one more time. Got a face like a dog, feet like a frog, I'm covered with a lizard scale. Gotta cut a hole in my old blue jeans for my slimy tail. I was a teenage creature. I was a body snatcher. You're the sweet red green. Do you think that you would dare go steady with the thing? I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage vampire, a rock and rolling ghoul. Won't you let a Dracula walk you home from school? Well, I lived in a hole. I looked like a mole, a horrible sight to see. Hear a growl, I'm out on the prowl, and honey, you for me. I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage spider, and you're a junior miss. So give a boy tarantula his very first kiss.
Kiss, kiss,
kiss. I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage creature. I'm always scaring you. So point a stake straight at my heart, then darling, drive it through. I was a teenage creature.
Whoa! sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head by the old Dino Drano on the night that he was wed. There were two more friends of mine, two more friends that died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother. That his rage was just some goof, but Herbie sure gave Tony some bitch and fruit. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died. On a narco rap, he beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day he got offed by the very same biker. Old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 Reds in a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old, looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. All the people who died, died. 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 They're all my friends when they died. Cheeburg and Georgie let the in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam took a bullet in the head by the old Dean on Drano on the night that he was wet. They were two more friends of mine. I miss them. They died. Dried up from a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tubes. Judy turned in front of a subway train, and Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. This song is for you, my brother.
I've got the blood bank blues. I didn't pay my dues. They shut me off. I've got the blood bank blues. How could they refuse to give me a pint or two? I'm sick and tired of being treated so. All I really need is a little typo. I've got the blues. Those old blood bank blues. When the red corpuscles meet with the white, it makes for a wonderful treat. you can keep your filet and your top of the ram. That is just my meat. All of the living's banks close in the afternoon, but that is much too soon. But for the vampire's trust, it is a midnight must when the moon is full and new. All deposits and withdrawals then must be done after 10. I've got the blues, those old blood bank blues.
I've got the blood bank blues.
Let me in, wee hoo. I'm dry as a bone. Go away or I'll singe your wings. The reason that my blues, they did start, Boris put a stake in my teller's heart. If I don't get it out before the sun is high, how will I ever fly? I've really got the shakes, my wing membrane aches. How will I make it tonight? Who is the boss of the local Red Cross? I'd like to know his name. If he just doesn't give a heck, I'll put the bite to his neck and lose my blues. Those old blood bank blues. Let me in, will you? I'm dry as a bone. Go away before I singe your wings. Wee-oo, wee-oo, darn it, I said wee-oo. Doesn't anyone know popular music?
I say, Sebastian, are you in bed? Come out here.
I can't. I'm in my nightwear.
Oh, well, never mind then. I don't want to tell you that your bedroom's supposed to be haunted. I don't suppose that'll worry you. Breakfast at 9, if you're alive to eat any. Good night.
Oh, I say, look here. I can't stay in here. I mean, my mother told me to keep away from the spirits. I say, hello, my good fellow. Hello. Oh, I'm...
feel weak. It's the haunted house. There's a dismal moan like a weird trombone, and an old ham bone is suddenly thrown. You are all alone with a great unknown in the haunted house. There's only one good spirit. It's the spirit in the bottle. With shaking hands you pull the cork and pour some down your throttle. There's a clank of chains and a smell of drains and a gory stain where the duke was slain. If you've got chilblains and varicose pains in the haunted house. The old oak beam hangs a corpse, you seem to feel a wet stream with a sinister gleam, and you wake with a scream from a horrible dream of a haunted house. When a cavalier with a dreadful leer tries to disappear through the chiffonier, and you cling with fear to the chandelier, it's the haunted house. The air is full of clammy claws that clutch you by the collar, so gargle night and morning just in case you have to holler. There are lights and sprites and awful frights in flesh pink tights, but at dead of night comes a woman in white, so you're quite all right in the haunted house. When the old church clock strikes 12, there's a knock with a sudden shock. You remember the lock on the door, there's a crock, oh, why do you mock at the haunted house? It's as black
blackest pitch and your eyeballs twitch in the darkest niche. It's a dirty witch and the lighting switch is out of reach in the haunted house. When the slavey spills the gravy, why is she so pallid? Something poked her in the pantry when she fetched the salad.
I'm filled with dread, yes, I'm nearly dead. I saw a head underneath my bed. Come out if you can, I can do with a man.
In the haunted house.
Six foot three, ooh, buddy, what she doing to me? She got loving and she's mighty strange. A vampire, that's her name. Vampire, yeah, vampire. Ooh, vampire, yeah, that's my baby's name. Here comes Dracula and Frankenstein, looking for the sugar at supper time. Vampire, yeah, vampire, vampire, that's my baby's name. Took vampire to a rock and roll when we started to do in the stroll. Her knees started shaking, her eyeballs twitched. Looked like a mummy with a silk on your wrist. She vampire, yeah, my vampire. Ooh, vampire, that's my baby's name. Vampire, she wants to marry me. Set up house in a cemetery. Put a little coffin underneath the ground. Ain't like living with downtown. Vampire, yeah, my vampire. Ooh, vampire, that's my baby's name. Vampire, you cold.
Get
We'll be right back. day, the experts were coming at us with all sorts of different theories, and it was really quite difficult to sort of get a handle on what was the most likely. We were getting reports in at one stage that it could have been a virus, and other reports were coming in that it could have been a downed satellite. It was really difficult to build up a picture of exactly what might have been behind it, and then slowly, slowly, bit by bit, the jigsaw puzzle started to be put together. The scientists were giving us this picture, unbelievably, that it could have been zombies. It was one of those where the information had just been bombarding us all day, it had been non-stop, trying to peel away the layers of confusion, get at the heart of this extraordinary story. I mean, I've not come across anything like this before. It was weird, and you get that sensation. We always want to be on the front line, you want to be at the story, you're trying to get at it, shake the truth out of it. And when it's over, when you come off air, you just go home and you're washed out, exhausted, completely. And it was so weird, you know, the idea that zombies genuinely could have caused all this trouble. I guess I went home and sat in an armchair and had a glass of scotch and just shook my head for the rest of the evening. I think the moment when it really hit home, and I almost choked on the words, I had to say, removing the head or destroying the brain. Suddenly the word sank in. It's not something I've expected as a newscaster to ever have to say on air. Removing the head or destroying the brain. Incredible. The strangest and the hardest thing of all during this whole bizarre episode was when suddenly the words came up in front of me. Removing the head or destroying the brain. And I said it and I looked at it and I thought, not only am I saying weird words that you wouldn't expect to say, but you're actually telling the public to go out and do this as well. It's not my job. The odd fact at the end of it is that we've now got this word scientifically approved in the English language. The things at the heart of this whole incredible crisis are now to be called zombies.
The new days. time. Some of us will never sleep again.